We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chaf Gimel. V'zeh Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal says what we've been learning till now, especially the last piece where he spoke a lot about Chaim Aruchim, living a long life and starting over all the time, making a new beginning all the time, and Aricha Sapayim. He's going to show how this is all related to Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas tefillin. Because spiritually, Rosh Hashanah is similar to the concept of tefillin. Shehein bechinas hischachus, shezoichin bechol yoim al yedei hashena. We had learned earlier that tefillin represents newness, the new seichel that a person receives in the morning after they've slept at night. Sheoz nischachin hamoichin betoichu emuna. During the nighttime, when a person is sleeping, their brain goes through a renewal in emuna. Shezehu bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And that's also the concept of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there is also this renewal taking place within emuna. Kemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, b'hatoira ashrei hom. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 35 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there. We've mentioned many times that the term emuna, malchus, shechina, those terms are interchangeable. And when we talk about nighttime, we mention that during the night is a time when a person's brain shuts down almost completely, and the person shifts into emuna. Sleep is closing the eyes, which means closing the brain. Just like when we say Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Soil Malchus, Kriya Shema, which is our most clear declaration of faith in Hashem, we close the eyes, showing that we're closing the Seichel, we're leaving Seichel mode, we're going into Emunah mode. That's what happens at night when a person goes to sleep. They go into this Emunah mode, the Malchus, and so too Rosh Hashanah, and then they start off the next morning a new beginning. And so too Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a new year. And Rosh Hashanah also, we're focusing on the Malchus, HaMelech HaKodesh V'Simloich, a lot of emphasis on the Malchus. So Rav Nosson Zal here is putting those two together. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Because Rosh Hashanah is very much connected to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kemay Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, Tomid Eine Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishis Hashana V'Yad Achris Hashana, that the eyes of Hashem are focused on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. So we see the kesher between Eretz Yisrael and Reishis Hashana. Shezeu Bechinas Tefillin Shein Bechinas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that's also the concept of Tefillin, which is very much connected to Eretz Yisrael. As we discussed a few pages ago, and Rav Nosson Zal gives us a little reminder here, Bechinas v'hoyo kiviyacho, hanemar b'parshiyas tefillin kanal. We know that there's major emphasis in the parshiyas of tefillin, and when Hashem will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, you will keep the law of b'choyer, peterechem, etc., etc. Ki ikar kiddushas Rosh Hashanah hu shenizge l'tshuva shleima. Because the main holiness of Rosh Hashanah is our focus on wanting to be zeichet to complete tshuva. Ki hu yom rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. Because Rosh Hashanah is day one of the 10 days of tshuva. Haynu shenizke lechadesh yomeinu she'ovru b'choshech ulahoysif me'ato toisefes kedusha v'avoida mechodosh. What is tshuva? Tshuva means that we want to renew all of our days that were spent in darkness, all the days of our lives that did not have Torah, that did not have mitzvah, which means they were lacking in light. Those days are dark. We want to revive them. We want to renew those days. We want to inject light into the days of the past to be mechadesh those days and to start adding additional kedusha and service of Hashem starting now, immediately. If you recall, we quoted earlier the pasuk Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho v'Nashuva. Hashem, let us return to you. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Let us renew the days. That part of tshuva is trying to correct the past, trying to fix to whatever. And a person can. It's possible by a person. If a person generates 200% today, then 100% goes for today. 100% fills in a day of the past that wasn't that was lacking. That's one example of it. Shezeo bechinas chadei sholenu shana toiva shana mevakshem Rosh Hashanah. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah we use that same terminology as we used before regarding tshuva. When it came to tshuva, hashivenu, we said chadei shyamenu, right? Renew our days. On Rosh Hashanah we also say chadei sholenu shana toiva. Hashem, give us a new year. Chadesh Daika. Note, Rav Nosson says, note the word that's being used. Shenizke Lashana Chadosha Daika. We don't want another year. We want a new year. We want the year to be brand new. Kikol Shana Huponim Meyuchad Me'ayin Ponim Shel Torah. Because a human being's 70 years, which represents the basic life of a human being, correspond to the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. And every year represents a different ponim of the Torah. So every year there's a new project, there's a new job, a new goal to be achieved this year. Alkein tzrichin b'chol shono lizkois l'ponim chadoshes l'gamri. And therefore, every single year, a Jew has to strive to be zeichet to a new ponim, a new face of Torah, that they didn't have till then. Lichyois meato chaim chadoshim, to start living a new life now that I didn't have till now. Shezeo bechinas chaim aruchim kanal. That's the chaim aruchim we spoke about earlier. Long life where every day is unique. It's different than the day before. I'm not doing the same old thing. Vezeo bechinas mashem marbin levakeish ulehispalel b'Rosh Hashanah al chaim kama vekama pomim b'chol hatfila. And this is also why you find throughout the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, we mention many times that we're begging Hashem for life. We repeat it many times. Kamei shomrim, zochreinu lechayim, remember us for life. Uchsoiv lechayim toivim, inscribe us for a good life. Zoicher yitzurov lechayim barachmim, ukiyotzi bose harbe. This comes up many times throughout the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Ki ikar bechinas chayim hu bechinas chayim aruchem anal shel zokein hoiver anal. Because real life is the kind of life that the blind betler spoke about, that long life where every day is something new, different than anything you've had before. Shezocho letachlis hazikoroin bishleimus kanal. And that blind betler proved to all the others that he was zochet to the highest possible level of memory, of being able to, he was able to remember further back than all the others who spoke at the time. In the story of the seven betlers, the first day of the Sheva Brachas, which this halacha is based on, Shemimenu Nimshach Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, and it's from that blind betler that had this incredible level of zikoroin, it's from him that Rosh Hashanah draws its holiness. Shehu b'chinas kedushas tefillin. And we said Rosh Hashanah is synonymous with the holiness of tefillin. Shehein b'chinas ule zikoroin b'nein echo kanal. As we mentioned in the beginning of this halacha, that it says about tefillin, they should be worn as a remembrance between your eyes. Zikoroin. Tefillin is zikoroin. V'alkein nikra Rosh Hashanah yoim hazikoroin. We know each holiday has a unique name. Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKippurim, Sukkot is called Zman Simchoseinu, Shavuos is called Zman Matan Toraseinu, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikoron, the Day of Remembering. Ki Iker Kiddushosoi Mebechinas HaZikoron Anal Shel HaZokin Anal. Because the real holiness of Rosh Hashanah comes from that betler, that blind betler who prided himself that he had the highest level of memory. V'chol bakoshosenu b'Rosh Hashanah alachayim, and in all the different places in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah where we plead for life, kavanosenu alachayim amitiyim v'nitzchiyim. We're not just asking to continue existing, that we want to exist for another day or for another year, but rather we're asking for true eternal life. Hainu bechinas chayim aruchim anal, meaning the kind of long life that's described over there in Sipurei Maaseis. Lechadesh chiyusoi bechol eis, where the person is renewing his life all the time. Bechinas chadesh sholeinu shona toiva. Give us a new year, that we say. Chadesh daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word there. It doesn't say tein lanu, give us tein lanu shona tova. We say chadesh. There's a tremendous dogesh, tremendous emphasis being put on the newness here. That I want life, but I want new life. I don't want the old life. Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a little bit from two different places of Likutei Moran that complements what he just said. Paragraph Chav Dalet. V'zehu ha-chesed she'osa Hashem Yisborach imonu she'kova Rosh Hashanah b'Rosh Chodesh she'hu chesed godol kemo she'mavur ba-Torah tiku aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why it's a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem in that Hashem made Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this at the end of chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'chein shomanu yoiser b'hamaisa noiro ha-shaycho lezeh, and we heard more about this in the incredible story, the awesome story that relates to that chapter on Likutei Moran, me'inyin ha-kisei, regarding a throne, Shiloh Nidfes Adayin, and that story wasn't published yet. It isn't published with the Sforim in Likutei Moran or as part of Likutei Lochos. This is one of the places in Likutei Moran where it's very, where there's background information that has tremendous bearing on the shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave at the time. Rabbeinu Zal told his students that he saw a vision in a dream or whatever it was, and he described this vision. Part of it related to a throne, that he saw a heavenly throne, and he saw people going towards it, a whole major thing, which is brought down in the Parparois L'Chochma, one of the commentaries on the Likutei Moran, which is written by Rav Nachman Chirin Zal. He quotes it. It's actually found in Chaim Oran. In the book Chaim Oran, there's a section called Sipurim HaShayachim LaHatoros, the stories that are related to the different shiurim Rabbi Nachman gave. This vision is presented there, and the Chirin Arov, Rav Nachman Chirin, brings it in his commentary on Likutei Moran. We're not going to go into the whole thing right now, but there, Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes this point, that it was a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem that the judgment day, Rosh Hashanah, comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Ki onu tzrichim sheyichadesh Hashem Yisborach aleinu es hashana, because we need Hashem to give us a new year, bebechinas Rosh Chodesh, just like Rosh Chodesh is the day of the first day of the month, and again the term Chodesh, hischatshus, is used. Shehu bechinas hischatshus hachius b'chol eis. We're talking about a person experiencing new life all the time, not just the continuation of the past. We're not existing. We're living. We're living life to the fullest. And that's when it's something new, something old, something I'm doing the same thing every day. That's called existing. The term living, according to the Torah, and especially the way Rabbeinu Zal uses it, means new chiyus all the time. We just mentioned the previous paragraph, that the Torah, which is our source of life, Eitz Chaim, it's brought that there are shivim ponim la Torah. The Torah has 70 interpretations, 70 faces, corresponding to the 70 years that a person lives in this world. Every year, a person is supposed to achieve a new goal, a new one of those shivim ponim. Shezeo b'chinas malchus David Moshiach kanal. And this is the kingdom of David HaMelech, Moshiach. David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayam. Remember we said that there's emphasis that David HaMelech was an example of somebody who lived to the fullest. His life came, his years came from Odom HaRishon, from Orech Anpin, we mentioned earlier. She'anu marbin levakesh b'Rosh Hashanah she'yizgale malchusoy. We put a lot of emphasis on Rosh Hashanah, begging Hashem to heighten the Malchus of David HaMelech, Shehu Malchus Digdusha, which is the Malchus of Holiness. Shonu Mevakshim B'Rosh Hashanah, She is Gala. And we beg Hashem on Rosh Hashanah that Malchus should be revealed. As we mentioned many times, v'simloich atohu Hashem levadecho al kol oretz. Umaloich al kol olam kuloi bechloyim. Va'arichas ner leben Yishai Meshichecho. Utzmichas keren ledovet avdecho. B'mheira b'yameinu. So we see that there's a tremendous emphasis placed on that in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. Ki malchus Moshiach hu bechinas chayim aruchim anal shonam vakshmal em Rosh Hashanah. Because the kingdom of Moshiach is an example of the kind of long life that we're begging Hashem for on Rosh Hashanah. The kingdom of Moshiach is eternal. It's Chayim Aruchim. It's Hischatshus all the time. Like we mentioned, it says in Tehillim, Ani bniyato, ani hayom yiladeticho. You're my son, I've given birth to you today. That pasuk is written about Moshiach, about David HaMelech. Shezeu b'chinas kiddush ha-chodesh kanal. This is the concept of the fact that we sanctify, we declare the new month holy by declaring the new moon holy every month. And this is why Hashem, with His great kindness, established Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh. V'zeu b'chinas ma'ashom razal inyan Rosh Hashanah shubo Rosh Chodesh. Zikoroin echod oile lekan ulekan. And this is why when the Gemara speaks about this, when the Gemara speaks about the fact that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, it says, therefore, we don't have to mention both. By saying one, we're automatically including the other, because they both go together, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara uses the wording zikoroin echod, one remembrance applies to both. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word that's being used. Zikoroin daika. The Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as zikoroin, yom ha-zikoroin. Ki kedushas Rosh Hashanah, shubachinas Rosh Chodesh. Because the essence of Rosh Hashanah, which is the concept of Rosh Chodesh, dahinu lechadesh Hashanah, that the newness of the year, bebechinas chiyus chodosh, to experience new life, shubachinas Rosh Chodesh, bechinas chayim aruchim anal, kol zehu bechinas zikoron kanal. All of that is tied into the Betler, who showed that he had the greatest memory, the highest level of zikoron. Ki kol ze nimshach mehazokein hanal shehu ho'iver shezocho letachlis shoyresh hazikoron kanal. V'chein mevura b'divra Rabbeinu Zal, we find also Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 40, Hamaschil, which begins with the words, Mi sheyodea me Eretz Yisrael. A person who knows about Eretz Yisrael will be able to look at a person and tell if that person has been by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah or not. And Rabbeinu Zal, Mevoir Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shetfilin ve'eretz Yisrael ve'Rosh Hashanah heim b'china achas. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows the connection between all three things. Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, and Tefillin. They all represent this pe'er, this beauty. Tefillin is called pe'er. Rosh Hashanah is a time of pe'er, of Hashem's pride, in that's when the largest assemblage of Jews takes place. The shuls that throughout the year have 50 people, 100 people, on Rosh Hashanah get 1,000 people or 500 people. That's this revelation of the pe'er, the hisparus, the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. That's Rosh Hashanah and Tefillin, and Eretz Yisrael also. Rabbeinu Zal goes into detail in explaining it over there. Okay. That was these two paragraphs, Chof Gimel and Chof Dalet, which dealt with Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal included the topic of Rosh Hashanah and the topic of the Tefillin. Now he goes back to the topic of Tefillin, and he's going to give us a piece from the writings of the Arizal, what the Arizal says about Tefillin in his terminology, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring it down to us in Chassidus, in how we apply this to our daily living. Vehine klal hatfillin heim bechinas moichin chayim. What tfillin is all about is tfillin is seichel, life. Hachochma techaye bo'alehu, we had learned earlier. Because when a person is putting on tfillin and wearing tfillin, that's one of the ways that Hashem is sending the person the new seichel for that day. Dahainu lahaschil lichyois b'chol pam mechodosh. And we mentioned that it also refers to the fact that we put on each and every day is because we want to live a new life every single day. Otherwise, you could do it once when you're 13 years old, and that's it. You're covered. You turned on the car. No. This car has to be turned on every single day. A new chiyus every single day. And this applies bein tzadik, bein beinoni, bein rasha. This applies to every single type of person, as we learned before. Kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikralov, as long as the person still is carrying the title Yisrael, tzorich b'chol yoyim lahascha mechodosh. They have to be ready to make a new beginning every day, v'kanal, as we described, as we discussed in detail earlier. V'zehu b'chinas, and this is the famous pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where it says, v'atem hadveikim b'shem aleikechem chayim kulchem hayom. You who are deeply attached to Hashem, all of you live today. Hanemar ala tefillin hakdoshim kiyadua. And that pasuk is written about tefillin. That pasuk is speaking about tefillin. Because the term tefillin is miloshen naftali, like naftali in the Torah. And we mentioned earlier that Rashi points out in Chumash that Rachel called him naftali, naftule elokim niftalti. Naftali means hitchabrut. That by the fact that my maidservant Bilhah had a child, now I'm attached to my sister. Now I'm not standing alone here by myself. So Rashi HaKodesh says that the word Naftali, which is the letters Tfilin, means Hitchabrut, attached, which is Dveikus. And it's brought this pasuk, V'atam Adonai Hashem Elokechem, there's a lot to say about this. One pirush that's brought on this pasuk is, we know that the Kriya Shema, the Zohar HaKodesh says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that the Kriya Shema has in it 248 words, corresponding to the 248 organs of the body. So that every word of Kriya Shema is giving chiyus, is shining life into each organ of the body. But it says if you count, you'll see there's only 245 words. Where do we get the other three? So there's a few answers to that. One answer is, when a person davens b'tzila b'tzibur, when the chazan repeats, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that's how you get the extra three. If a person somehow is in an extenuating circumstance where they can't get to a minyan, they say Kel Melech Nemon, or they recite the V'yatziv V'nochoyim V'kayim V'yosher. There's 15 Vavs in a row, 15 words that begin with a Vav. 15 times 6 is 90, which equals 3 times Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with the 4 letters. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is 26. Plus the 4 letters is 30. 3 times 30 is those 15 vows. These are different ways that a person completes the 248 organs. Now, however, if you look in the Chumash, if you look in the Torah, the word emes is not part of the pasuk. It says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, period. That's how the pasuk ends. Where does this word emes come in? We say, Hashem Elokeichem emes. So the Gemara speaks about this, why we attach the word emes over there. And one of the Meforshim points out, look at these words now. V'atem, the word atem is the letters emes. V'atem, hadveikim b'shem elokeichem, when you attach the word emet to Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom, then all of your organs, all 248 organs, live. Because without the word emes, there'd be only 247 words there. So one of the reasons why we're attaching that word emet is based on this pasuk, this atem, and we know that when a person puts on tefillin, the main time of wearing tefillin is when you're reciting the Kriya Shema, because that's when you're getting this chiyas, that's when a person's receiving the moichin when they put on tefillin. So now Rav Nosson Zal says again, look at the wording, chayim kulchem hayoim daika. Look how the pasuk sticks in that word hayoim. All of you live today. What does today have to do with anything over there? Ki tzorech lechadesh achiyus b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, ki ilu humaschil lichyois hayoyim. Because a person has to renew this spiritual chiyus every day, as if I'm starting today, as if I'm being born today. Mamash, I just entered into the world, and now I want to draw life. V'zehu chayim kulchem hayoim, hayoim daiko kanal. The emphasis on the word hayoim, as we saw earlier, that the pasuk says, Asher anochi metzavcho hayoim, that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to fulfilling mitzvahs, the attitude always has to be hayoim, that today is the first day in my life that I'm doing this. I'm doing it for the first time. V'zehu b'chinas tefillin shel yad u'tefillin shel roish. And this is the concept of the two boxes of the tefillin, worn on the head and worn on the hand. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ve'isa bekavonois, it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'tfilin shel roish heim bechinas gimel shemoy selu, that the tfilin shel roish are associated with three names of Hashem, Ekye, Havaya, and Ekye. Ekye, Yudke, Vovke, and Ekye, those are the names of Hashem that feed into the tfilin shel roish. Shehem bigimatria chayim. And the Arizal says that those three names of Hashem are bigimatria 68, which is the word chayim, bechinas moichin, which is synonymous with seichel. The word chayim is bigimatria chochma, seichel. Hachochma techaye bo'alehu, we mention. Utfilin shel yad, heim bechinas moichei hamalchus. Whereas the tfilin shel yad corresponds to the moichin of the malchus, a lower level. V'alkein, heim gimel shemois elu, and that's why the tfilin shel yad corresponds to a different set of names, which are Ekye, Havaya, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The first two are the same as the shel roish, but the third name is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is the name from Malchus, Odon. Odon means ruler, a melech. She'olim yaboik. And those three names of Hashem, Ekye is 21, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, gives us 47, and then Aleph Dalet Nun Yud 65 gives us 112, which is Yaboik. We touched on this Yaboik earlier. If you recall, we spoke about Ma'avar Yaboik, that Yaakov Avinu, it was in this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu crosses over a small body of Ma'avar Yaboik, and we mentioned that Yaboik was Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, which represented the concept of good days and bad days, Aliyah and Yerida, Chesed and Din, the concept of a level of Das where the person knows that both of them, both Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, are both for my good. We touched on it earlier in Likutei Halachos. Ayin Shom, look over there in the writings of the Arizal where he mentions this, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, where he discusses the mitzvah of Tefillin. Umevoyer Shom, the Arizal explains over there, She'oyer hatfilin yoitzim al yedei hasheno sheyeshenim balayla. The Arizal says that one of the prerequisites for the light of tefillin to come forth in the morning, the way it's supposed to, is the sleep at night. The person going to sleep at night. She'oz nizchatshin hamoichin besoichu emuna, shubchinas malchus. When a person goes to sleep at night, the brain shuts down, sort of. It's like they're taking out the battery and putting it into a charger to charge it up for the next day. What's the charger? Emunah. The charger is, we say, lahagid baboker chazdecho ve'emunoscho baleilois. That at night, when the brain shuts down, when we close our eyes, the eyes represent the sechel, vatipokachno inei shneim, the emunah takes over. Emunah and malchus take over. So during the nighttime, the moichin are rejuvenated, renewed, in a place called Emuna, Malchus. Validei shekomim b'chatzois. And now he's talking about sleep. The Arizal is referring to sleep in the first half of the night. And by a person getting up at midnight, umisablin al churban beis hamikdash, and mourning over the destruction of the beis hamikdash, v'oiskim b'toirah, and studying Torah at the time. This is one of the reasons why at the end of Tikkun Chatzois, Tikkun Leah, we have the Mishnayis of Masechta Tomid to give us a minimum, shebe minimum, of learning, that the person is learning some Mishnahs after the prayers of Chatzois. It's very important to combine the Tefillah with the Torah. Okay. Al yidei zeh malin es bechinas nekudas hamalchus emuna sheyorda bechol halayla lechol ha'olamos hatachtonim levarer misham nitzutzos hakdoshim. The Arizal means that by getting up at midnight, morning of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, being involved in Torah, that helps us elevate, lift up the Malchus. He uses the term Nekudas HaMalchus, because during the nighttime, he writes that the Malchus shrinks. It becomes small, where it's compared to a dot-like, and it drops down into the lower worlds in order to retrieve from there sparks of Kedusha or souls that have fallen into the Tumah. The nighttime is a time when the Malchus has the privilege, the schus, of trying to go down there and retrieve whatever sparks of Kedusha it can possibly rescue. And this takes place every night. And the Rizal says that through our Avodah, by getting up at Chatzos and the Tefillah and Torah, we help the Malchus in accomplishing this, in being able to be Mala, these sparks of Kedusha. Shehem Haneshomois Shenoflu Bavoinoseim, those sparks of Kedusha refer to Jewish souls that have fallen out of the holiness as a result of their sins. Lahachnis Bohem Hirhure Tshuva, to inject into them thoughts of repentance, of tshuva, lahagbiyom, to lift them up, ulahashivam lashem yisborach, and to return them to Hashem. Vahatzadikim, vahayireim, and the tzadikim, and the very religious people, alidei kimas chatzois, ve'esek haTorah balayla, by getting up at midnight, and studying Torah at that time, heimalin nekudas hamalchus, they elevate this malchus, ad shehi oile bo'or hayoim, to the point where when daylight comes, the malchus has come out of the basement, it's come up to the ground floor now, and it goes up and sits in the left hand. Kishom mekoima, because that's the place where the malchus is seated. That's where the place where the malchus needs to be. Why the left hand? The left hand represents gevura always. The right is chesed, the left is gevura. And Malchus leans towards Gvura. Dina de Malchus Adina, we say. Malchus is judgment. Melech b'mishpot yamed eretz. So therefore, the Malchus comes up from downstairs, and it finds its place in the left hand. V'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us just a little bit, a little tiny tidbits of what the Arizal says that we're going to need as a basis for what he's going to explain. V'oz, meir bo hazeranpin, Harishimu shel hamoichin shelo shenisharu baliboy. And at that point in time, in the morning, during the morning hours, zeranpin, which represents the other six spheres, chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, shine into the malchus some of the moichin which remained in the heart of zeranpin. He's going to come back. He's going to explain this now. Ki ikar hamoichin de gadlus mamish heimrak b'shas hatfila. Because real heavy duty seichel only comes forth during the time of tefillah. The achar hatfila, and after a person finishes davening, here he's referring to shachris, after a person completes the davening, nistalkin hamoichin, the moichin leave. During shachris, a person receives a major deposit of seichel, moichin. After Shachris, those moichin leave. Rak shenishar reshimu mehem. However, there is a residue, a remainder, there is an imprint of that light that remains with the person. Shezehu bechinas oir hatfilin. That's the light of the tefillin. Shehem bechinas horeshimu shel hamoichin. That represents an imprint of the heavy, heavy package of seichel. Shenisharin kol hayom, which remains present all day. Rako ikerhu b'shas hatfila. However, the Arizal emphasizes the main heavy-duty moichin the person receives and experiences during tefila. And after the tefila, a large part of that leaves. V'achar kach, after that, after shachris, after mincha, after mariv, when nighttime comes, mestalek gam horishimu. The reshimu that the person had throughout the day leaves. The alkein ain tefillin balayla. And the Arizal says that's why we do not wear tefillin at night. If you remember, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, during earlier years, they wore tefillin all day. So tefillin represents a light of moichim that stays with the person all day. We said during the tefillah, they up the wattage. During the tefillah, it's 1,000 watts. After the tefillah, it goes down to 10 watts that stays with the person in the light of the tefillin. When nighttime comes, even those 10 watts leave. That's why no tefillin at night. V'gam horeshimu shel hamoichin shel hamalchus nistalik balayla. And even the imprint of the moichin of the malchus leaves at nighttime. Rak shezois horishimu shel hamalchus einoi mistalek lagamri. Now it doesn't leave totally, but rather rak shenishara beliboi. It remains in the heart of Zeranpin. The terminology Zeranpin and Malchus are used throughout Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to a male and female, kaviyochel. It doesn't mean anything physical, chas v'shalom, but the terminology that's used is as if we were dealing with a man and a woman. Zeranpin represents the man, Malchus represents the woman, the wife. And here we're being told that at nighttime, the moichin of the Malchus, the moichin of this woman, kaviyochel, leave, but they don't leave totally, they leave into the heart of Zeranpin. The husband receives the reshimu of the moichin that the Malchus had, it leaves the wife, but it goes into the husband, it goes into Zeranpin. Shezehu bechinas simeni kachoysom alibech kachoysim alzroyech. The Arizal says this is what's hinted to in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says, place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your zroa, on your left hand. That refers to the tefillin, which are worn on the left hand, facing the heart. And that refers to these moichin of the Malchus. We mentioned the tefillin shel yad is related to the Malchus, which when those moichin leave the Malchus, they go into the heart, they remain by the heart of Zeranpin. The heart of Zeranpin holds on to that temporarily. V'acharkach baboiker, then the following morning, hu meir bo, Zeranpin shines into the Malchus, harishimu, that imprint, bizroya smoil, into the left hand, shehu b'chinas tefila shel yad, which is where the tefillin shel yad is being worn. Vazai, kisheroya hazeranpin, shekvar yesh lo hatfilin, and then when Zeranpin sees that we put on the tefillin shel yad, which means that the Malchus is receiving its reshimu of its moichim, azai hu miskanebo, then Zeranpin becomes jealous of the Malchus. He says, hey, 1 minute, what about me? Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, koshe kishoil kina. There is a jealousy, you know, that's very powerful. V'oz choizer v'loikeach liatzmoy gam kein hamoichin shaloi. And then Zeranpin does what he needs to do to get his moichin, hainu harishimu shenitzchat shabalayla, which means, again, the imprint, not a full package of moichin, because that's during tefillah, the reshimu, which was renewed at nighttime. We said the moichin left at night, they were put into a charger, now Zeranpin takes back his moichin. V'zeo b'chinas tefillin shel roish, and that's the tefillin shel roish that we brought on. Ayin shom bekavonois ba'arichus. Rav Nosson says, take a look over there in the writings of the Arizal, where he elaborates on this a lot. Rav Nosson just gave us a little bit, a very shrunken, a kitzer kisvi Arizal here, to give us some of the material that we're going to need, on which he's going to build what he's going to say now and explain exactly how this applies to us. Nimtza, we see therefore, based on the words of the Arizal, ki tefillin shel roish, heim b'chinas hisnoitzitzus hamoichin shel hadas, shu b'chinas zeranpin. Utfillin shel yad, heim b'chinas hisnoitzitzus hamoichin shel malchus, shu b'chinas emuna. So Rav Nosson says, if you look at what the Arizal says there, basically he's telling us that the tefillin shel roish represent the moichin of zeranpin, which are referred to usually as das, whereas the tefillin shel yad represent the moichin of Malchus, which is referred to usually as Emunah. The tefillin shel roish is das, chochmaseh. The tefillin shel yad represents more Emunah. We know by Moshe Rabbeinu, we quote the pasuk often, Vayihi yodov Emunah ad bo ha-shemesh. When he was doing battle against Amalek, his hands were outstretched in tefillah, which is called Emunah. V'ikr ha-tefillin v'ha-moichin v'ha-chiyus Nimshochin al yedei tzadike hadoer hu amitim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says the main effectiveness of our tefillin and the main sechel and spiritual life of Klal Yisrael we receive through the true tzadikim of the generation. Sheheim hamoichen v'achius shel kol ha'olam. They are the battery. They're the battery and the brains and the spiritual life of the entire Klal Yisrael. Ki kol tzadik hador hu bechinas Moshe Moshiach. Because every tzaddik of the generation is an aspect of Moshiach, an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'mo shekosav, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph, Moshe Shapir Kamrit. That when one of the rabbis would hear his friend say something good, he would say, Moshe, you said very good. He referred to him as Moshe Rabbeinu. Each one of the tzaddikim amitiim is Bechinas Moshe. U'Moshe hu hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu is known as the symbol of Das. Bechinas Tfilin, Moichin, Kamoshe Kosov Rabbeinu Zal B'mokam Acher. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 38 in Likutei Moran, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said, Ato Horeso Ladat. His generation was called Dea, because they were his students. And he is the symbol of Das. Ki Hatzadik O'emes, Hu Bechinas Nohor Hayoitze Meyeden, Lahashko Yises Hagan, Umishom Yiporeid, V'hoyo l'arbo roshim. This is a pasuk that appears in Parshas Bereishis, which the Zohar HaKadosh quotes many, many times. And this is like the basis for many of the things throughout the whole Torah, especially Kabbalah. It speaks about this place called Eden, which is one of the highest places in heaven. And from Eden comes forth a river, which waters the Gan, which waters the garden. And from there, it splits out in four directions. Sheheim bechinas dalet parshi shebetfilin kiyodua. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that these arba roshim represent the four parshias of the tefillin. Sheheim hamoichin shel hatfilin. They are the battery. They're the seichel of the tefillin, are those four parshias that are found inside, right? Just like the battery that's found inside an instrument. Shenim shochim al yedei hanohor hayoitze me'edem. Where does the tefillin receive its seichel from? From this nohor, shehu hatzadik ho'emes kiyodua, which is one of the nicknames for the true tzadik. The tzadik is called nohor. Rabbeinu Zal once said about himself a very famous statement, ani nohor hametaher mikol haksomim. I am a river that can purify a person from all stains, all different kinds of stains. But in the Tikkuni Zohar, it brings this term nohor, and it tells us that the word nohor, bemilu, if you take each letter as a word, nun, nun vav nun, hey, hey aleph, resh, reshin, it's bigimatria bris. It's bigimatria 612, which is bris, which is yesoid, which is the symbol for tzaddik. So the term nohor is used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to the tzaddik yesoid olam, the tzaddik who represents the bris kodesh. So when we talk about this river that comes forth from Eden and waters the garden and extends out into four roshim, the four roshim are the parshias of the tefillin. They receive from the nohor. They receive their light via the tzaddik. V'zehu tefillin shel roish u'tefillin shel yad, ze bechinas tzaddik shu bechinas zeran pen kiyodua, u'knesses Yisrael shu bechinas malchus v'kanal. And the two parts of the tefillin shel roish, represent the tzaddik, who is usually referred to as Zeranpin. Remember, Zeranpin is the six spheroids from chesed through yesoid, of which yesoid is the koilel of all of them. Yesoid includes all six. That's why, for example, Yosef, who is the tzaddik, Yosef ha-tzaddik, his name, the word Yosef, is bigematria six times yudke vovke, to show that the tzaddik represents the six midos from chesed through yesoid. So the tzaddik is Zeranpin, which is the tefillin shel roish primarily, and Knesses Yisrael, which is the malchus, which is the Jewish people, are the, correspond to the tefillin shel yad. Hainu hamoichin shel tzaddik biatzmoi zechinas tefillin shel roish. Meaning, the seichel of the tzaddik, that's referred to as the tefillin shel roish. Umoichin shel klal Yisrael, whereas the seichel of the Jewish people, shehatzadik meir bohem umekarvam lashem yisborach, whereby the tzadikim shine into us, they share their seichel with us, and they bring us close to Hashem, ze bechinas tefillin shel yad, sheikram heim bechinas emuna. our moichin correspond to the tefillin shel yad, which is essentially emuna. Shehu ha'ikar v'hayisoid shehakol tolibah. That's the most important thing in Yiddishkeit, upon which everything is dependent. K'may shekosuv, as the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, bo Chavakuk ve'emidon alachas. Chavakuk Hanavi came along and summarized the whole Torah on one thing, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye, that the tzaddik lives with emuna. That's the foundation, that's the one leg on which the whole Yiddishkeit stands. Hainu shahatzad. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the parallel between this and what the Arizal says. He's going to take the terminology that the Arizal said, and instead of using Zeran ben Malchus, he's going to plug in tzaddik and Knesset Yisrael and show how this works. Hainu, just like the Arizal had said, that Zeranpin at some point has to let go of its moichim. Hainu shahatzadik muchroch lesalekes hamoichin shaloi. The tzadik must remove his moichin, he must put aside his moichin. Vafilu harishimu, not just the moichin, but even the imprint of the moichin, nistalekes b'shas hashena. During sleep, it leaves. V'loi nishar etzloi, ki im harishimu shel moichei ho'emuna shenishar b'liboi. And during that state of sleep, Zeranpin gives away its moichin plus its reshimu. What does it retain? It retains the reshimu of the moichin of the malchus that it holds on to in its heart. Kim horeshimu shel moichei huemuna shenishar beliboy. That remains in the heart of Zeranpin, or in the heart of the tzaddik. Bebechinas kachoisam alibech, as we said. That seal on your heart. Place me. The Malchus, the Shechina is saying, Simeini kachoisim alibech. Take my moichin, now that you had to give away your moichin completely, Zeranpin, take my moichin, the moichin of Emunah, and hold that in your heart for now, to hold you over. V'oz b'shas hasheino, ho Emunah nistzamtzamo v'niskatno, besoid nekuda. And during sleep, we said that the Malchus shrinks, to the point where the terminology that's used about it, it's called a nekuda, like a little dot. It becomes like a dot. So here again, he's substituting the word emuna for malchus. V'oz b'shas hasheino ho emuna nistzamtzamo v'niskatno. The emuna shrinks and becomes constricted besoid nekuda, to the point where it becomes a dot. V'yoyredes, and that tiny drop of light goes downstairs. L'chol ha'oylomoy satachtoinim, to all the lower worlds, levarer nitzoitzos mishon, to try to sort out, to try to extract sparks of kedusha that can be rescued from the klipos, that can be taken out of the hands of the klipos and elevated. Hainu shahatzadik muchroch lahapel esatzmoy letoich b'china shena. This means that the tzaddik is obligated, he's forced to go into a state called sleep, ulesalek hamoichin shaloi, and thereby remove his sechel, his das, v'oz hu mevarer al yidei b'chinas emuna shaloi, and then with his emuna, with his malchus, he sorts out nitzutzois rabois meimke aklipois. He has the ability to rescue and retrieve many sparks of holiness, many Jewish souls that are trapped in the klipois. Shem kama v'kama nefosh neshamois. Which means the many Jewish souls that as a result of their sins, they've fallen into the hands of the klipos and they've become distant from Hashem. Each and every one, to the degree that they've become distant from Hashem based on how many sins they did and the quality of the sins. Shebishvilom, it's because of those souls, because of those sparks of Kedusha, Muchroch hatzadik lohoyre desatz me'aleim. The tzaddik has to lower himself. He has to be able to drop downstairs, to go downstairs, scuba diving. Ulesalik is daitoi, and remove his brains, remove his moichin, kedei lahachnis bohem emuna shleima. In order to revive those souls, because his das would blind them, right? The das of the tzaddik would blind these people. He's going into the darkness. When you go into the darkness and you turn on a spotlight there, you blind the people. So he has to lower himself, constrict himself, go into emuna mode, in order to inject into those people real emunah and bring them close to emunah and thereby bring them close to Hashem. Shekol zeh hu bechinas sheino shel tzaddik. All of this is the concept of the sleep of the tzaddik. Kemuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in another place in Likutei Moran. Shema she'oisek ledaber im ho'olam sichas chulin v'sipurei ma'aseis. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when a tzaddik engages in ordinary conversation with people, he talks to them about, you know, about what's going on in life, what seems to be sichas chulin, or stories. He talks about the news. What news? Kol zeh hu bechinas shena etzloi. That's a form of sleep for him. That's the tzaddik shifting gears and going into sleep. He doesn't have to be sleeping in a bed with his eyes closed. When he drops down from his dveikus tashem, when his brain is working on millions of watts, and he lowers the wattage to 50 watts in order to engage with regular people in conversation, that's the tzaddik going into sleep mode. And all of this is for the purpose of being able to lift up the people who are in a fallen state, to bring them close to Hashem. Because from the essence of the moyach of the tzaddik, these people can't receive from there. That would blind them. That would blow them away completely. Therefore, the tzaddik has to put aside his das and to shrink himself to become this little dot, like the malchus, like the Arizal says, the malchus shrinks itself, and to sort out those sparks of kedusha and elevate them using this little bit of light, using this light that's referred to as emuna, not the billion watts that's referred to as chokhma and seichel. V'achar kach, afterwards, kishenis oirer mehashena, when the tzaddik comes out of this sleep, im kol hanitzutzois v'haneshamois shehigbiyom voron hashmizborach, with all of those hundreds or thousands of sparks of kedusha that he succeeded in retrieving and elevating and waking them up spiritually, tzrichim lasik b'toyro utfila v'avodas Hashem Yisborach. That's when the tzaddik goes into the mode of learning and davening and avodas Hashem, which we said is the avoda of the second part of the night, that's studying Torah and avoda, ad shezrichim la'alois l'makoymom, until he zoichet to elevate all of those sparks to their proper place, which is besoid tefila shel yad. That's the tefillin shel yad. Shehu b'chinas Knesses Yisrael, which corresponds to the Jewish people. That's where the Jewish nation is really supposed to be positioned. Sheyosheves b'zroya smoil, which is seated in the left hand, kind of as we mentioned earlier. The Oz, and at that point in time, kol horishimu shel kol amoichin shel klal Yisrael, shenistalku mehem. At that point in time, that the imprint of the moichin of the malchus, which is Klal Yisrael, which had left them, we said that even that left them, shekulam nisharu belev hatzadik, and the Arizal said that the moichin of the malchus, which not just the moichin of malchus, but the reshim with the moichin of malchus, left at that time. They lost their brain totally. Where did it go? It went into the heart of Zeranpin, it went into the heart of Etzadik. Bebechinas kachoisam alibech, hu meir hakoil, ba'oiso nekudo ha'emuna shaloi. The tzaddik shines all of that back into Klalis, back into Knesset Yisrael, via that of emuna of his, she also imkol habirurim, which went up together with all of those sparks of Kedusha, Shem Neshamois HaBali Tshuva, Sheik Biyam, which is all of those souls of the Bali Tshuva whom he elevated, V'chzirun Hashem Yisbarim, returned to Hashem, meaning, Hainu, Shemeir Bohem Das V'Sechel. At that point in time, the Tzaddik is shining into them, Das, with an eyedropper, a little bit, Das and Sechel, Kedei Lechazkom Be'emuna Shleima, in order to fortify them and strengthen them in their emuna, kedei sheyischasku b'avodasam, so that they should have the encouragement that they need to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, you know, to get that get stronger in their Yiddishkeit. V'lo yistaklu al meniya v'hasasa shel abal davar, and they should ignore the obstacles and the seductions of the Yetzahara, the Shar Hamoinim, and the other obstacles, but rather rak yavru al hakoil. They should have the ability to get through all of it, al yidei choizek emunasam, through their solid faith, shenizchaska beyoser, which was strengthened tremendously, al yidei hadas sheher bohem besoit tefillin shel yad kanal, through the das which the tzaddik shared with them via the tefillin shel yad, vayidei ze nimtak yad keha, and through this we said that the left hand represents gvura, midas hadin, and gvura, we're always trying to sweeten the gvuras. So Rav Nosson says, through this whole process, the yad keha, the weaker hand, that left hand, is nimtak, shehein bechinas kol hamenias v'hasosos. The left hand, which represents gvura, which represents all of the obstacles that these people are encountering, blocking them from getting close to Hashem, by putting the tefillin on that left hand, we're mamtik all of those obstacles. We nullify those obstacles. Shenimshochim hakoel ayidei bechinas gvurois v'dinim. All of those obstacles come from the midas hagvura, from din. Bechinas yad keha, which is the weaker hand, the left hand. Kalidei choizek ho emuna oivrim al hakoel. Because through the fortifying of their emuna, by the fact that the tzaddik strengthened their emuna, by giving them emuna and giving them the das they can handle, through that, they're able to get through everything. Ad she'ein yochoy lahapiloisam shum dover, to the point where they have the strength that they need, that nothing can knock them down anymore. Ki hu meir bohem hadas shel hu emuna gdoisha, because the tzaddik shines into these people the awareness, the consciousness of emuna. Now note here, Rav Nosson Zal puts these two, das of emuna. Many people are going to say, hold on, isn't that a contradiction? Didn't you tell us many times that emuna means no das? Emuna means closing your eyes. And das means, well, how can he say the emuna of the das? The answer is that sometimes these terms are used interchangeably. Because the highest level of das, the highest level of intelligence, is believing in Hashem. All other das is bunch of baloney in comparison. A person knows how to make a spaceship, and he knows how to make nuclear weapons, and he knows how to make a lot of money. All of that, where's that going to get him? It's going to get him to the cemetery. He's going to end up in the same cemetery with everybody, with his 80 million or 8 million or 0 million. So what? That's das? The answer is the real das is faith in Hashem and awareness of Hashem. And at the same time, emuna is the highest level of intelligence. As we talk about, oh, he's so smart, he knows how to do it. He's so smart. He's so smart, he knows that there's Hashem. Knows the smartest person in the world is the person who is Mekayim Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somim, that he sees Hashem in front of him all the time, and based on that, he watches what he says, and every move he makes in life is done with intelligence because of his recognition, his faith in Hashem. So on one hand, you know, on a technical level, they're opposites. Emuna means faith in something you don't see, you don't understand. And das means the ability to understand. But sometimes when we use these terms, they both really mean the same thing. They mean awareness of Hashem. And awareness of Hashem is called emuna, and it's called das. So here, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the tzaddik shines into these people the das of emuna, the recognition of Hashem, recognition of the Torah, recognition of Yiddishkeit. Sheyedu shashim yisborach b'chol mokayim, that they should know, they should believe and know that Hashem is everywhere. Vein shum meniya b'olam shel yuchlu l'shabra, and there is no obstacle in the world that we can't overcome. Vein shum yiyush boilam, and there's no such thing as giving up. Ki ein yirida boilam shelo yuchlu lalos misham, because there's no yirida in the world that we can't come back from. Vaydeze mechazkom u'me'orom be'emuna ad she'ovrim al kol hamaniyas v'abulbulim she'boilam. And through this, the tzaddik fortifies their emuna in Hashem, their emuna in themselves, to such a point where he inspires them and encourages them so much, to the point where they're able to get through any obstacle and any problem in the world and come close to Hashem. Umaschilim b'chol pam echodosh, and they're always making that new beginning. Ki hu machnis bohem emuna shleima, because the tzaddikim are the ones who are best qualified to teach Klal Yisrael real, real solid emuna in Hashem. Shehu bechinas arichas apayim. And we mentioned earlier, another word for emuna is arichas apayim, patience, that ability to handle. A person who doesn't believe in Hashem, anything goes wrong in that, they go nuts. A kid does something wrong, anything is a problem. A person who has emuna, nothing is a problem. If a person really believes in Hashem, and he knows Hashem is alive and well, and Hashem is handling it to the degree that a person knows, really is aware that there is Hashem, and he is handling everything, then everything is a nice day. Everything, nothing throws the person off, nothing knocks him off his horse from being focused on what his mission and purpose in life is, which is serving Hashem, being a good human being, both Bein Odom LaMokoim and Bein Odom LaChaveiro, you know, etc. And Rabbi Nosson Salat said, this is shown, Rabbi Nosson Salat speaks about this in chapter 155 in Likutei Moran. That's the chapter that's entitled Aricha Sapayim. And there Rabbi Nosson Salat explains and shows that you want to know how to get to Aricha Sapayim? It's called Emuna. To the degree that a person has Emuna, that's the kind of, and when a person sees that they don't have the Aricha Sapayim, it means that I'm lacking in my emuna. Something's not whole in my emuna. And that's why we said Eretz Yisrael is the place of Aricha Sapayim, because Eretz Yisrael is the land of emuna. Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. That's why the Gemara says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see in Eretz Yisrael that he wanted to get? Erech Hapayim Ro. Because he saw Eretz Yisrael is where a person has the potential and the ability to up the emuna billions of times higher than anywhere else, and thereby give himself this aricha sapayim, the ability to handle everything the right way. Things are either going great, or if they're not, I'll ask Hashem to make it better. Either way, I'm okay. Either things are wonderful, or if they're not wonderful, then I have that much more to talk to Hashem about. So it's a win-win situation. When things are great, I have what to thank Hashem for. When things are not great, I have what to plead to Hashem for. So either way, I'm okay. Either way, I'm connected to Hashem all the time, and I'm not losing it. Nothing gets me to lose it, to lose my place, to lose my focus. To be able to get through all the obstacles and all the problems of the world, of life. This is the concept of tefillin. So again, he's going through the steps of what the Arizal said. What Zeranpin does, what the Malchus does. What Zeranpin's reaction is, what the Malchus is. We're going back and forth now. And he said before that when Zeranpin sees that the Malchus got its thing, he says, hold on, what about me? Vazai, kishat tzadik roya, shebchinas nekudas hemuna hitzlicha, when the tzadik sees that he was matzliach in injecting the emuna into the people and giving them what they need to be able to get through all the obstacles, v'gam oso pri, and he sees that it produced results, shekvar kiblo hamoichen v'adas, that the malchus, the shechina, the Knesset Yisrael, received its moichen and das, shubchinas tefillin shal yad, which is what the tefillin shal yad represent, the moichen of the malchus, dahainu shehuroya shekvar olsa biyotoy, he sees that Baruch Hashem, he was matzliach, v'hoyilo yegiyosoy v'terchosoy, and all of his toil and effort helped. Ki zocho lehoir hadas panafoshos sheheelom v'kivar l'Hashem Yisborach, he was zocho to shine das into these souls that he elevated from the mud, ad shehem chazokim emunosam, to the point where they're solid in their faith, lamoid alomdom, to stand their ground, v'lavor al kolam aniyah sheboilam, and to be able to get through the whole obstacle course called life in this world. Azai hatzadik biatzmoy miskane betalmidov. Then the tzaddik gets jealous of his talmidim. Sheroya shekiblu moichin v'das amiti mimenu. He sees that they got this das from him, the smoichim, azai hu miskanei bohem. Then he gets jealous of them. Bebechinas, as the Mishnah says, umitalmidai yoiser mikulam. From my students, I get more energy, more power than from anything else. When the tzaddik sees his students, shaydei hatalmidim sheher bohem amoich vadash shalmunak doshe, through the students into whom he shined this moyach and das of emuna, shehi bechinas knesses Yisrael, bechinas tefillin shel yad, al yedei zeh hu miskanei bohem, then he becomes jealous of them, v'nizkar biatzmoi heichon amoichin sheloi, and he reminds himself, hey, where's my moichin? Like Yaakov, where he says to Lavan, you know, I've done all of this, but when am I going to start doing for myself? I've helped you acquire all of this wealth and everything. Mosai esig amanoichi levesi. It's time for me to move on. It's time for me to start on my own. Like every child, a person raises a child and they go through everything, till the kid becomes of age. And then suddenly the parents have to switch into a different mode completely. Who wants to let go? I've put everything I have into this. The last thing in the world I want to do is let go. The answer is chas v'shalom. I did all of that to prepare the child to go on their own. To prepare. The tachlis isn't that they should stay home with mommy and daddy. The tachlis is that they should become a complete success, a real hatzlocha, which is standing alone on their own 2 feet solid. So the tzaddik starts saying, heichon amoichin shaloi, vazai machzir liatzmoi horishimu shel amoichin shaloi, shenistalku b'shas hashena. And then the tzaddik does what's necessary to retrieve the Rishimu of his Moichin, which had left during this sleep mode. Vazai mekabel horishimu zois shenischatsha bechidish nifla. And when he gets it back, it isn't what he gave before he went to sleep. It was in the charger all night, remember? So he gets his Moichin back, totally renewed and refreshed in an incredible way. Shezeo bechinas tefillon shel roish kanal. That's the tefillon shel roish. And we find this explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words, in another place. At first, the tzaddik has to lower himself in order to be makarav people. But then when he comes back up, he doesn't come back up to where he was before. He comes back up with brand new energy, with additional light, a whole new light that he didn't have before. Hainu kanal, as we saw here. Umishnei bechino iseilu. And from these two aspects, shehem hamoichin shel tzadik biatzmoi, which is the moichin of the tzadik, v'hamoichin shel hu emuna shemachnis b'knesses Yisrael, and the second set of moichin, which is the emuna that he injects into the Jewish people, shehem hanefoshei shemakarav l'Hashem Yisrael, which is the souls that he's bringing close to Hashem, mishom nimshochen b'chinas tefillin shel roish v'tefillin shel yad l'kol echod v'echod. That is the tefillin shel roish and tefillin shel yad that every single Jew puts on. Ki kol b'china klula mikol habechinois kiyodua, because this is a rule throughout Sifrei Kabbalah that everything, each item, contains in it everything else, so that the man has the aspects of the woman in him, and the woman has aspects of the man. Gvura has chesed in it, and chesed has gvura in it. The Knesset Yisrael has an aspect of tzaddik in it. There's a pasuk, v'ameich kulam tzaddikim. So every single Jew is a bechina of tzaddik on one hand, and on the other hand, the tzaddik is bechina semuna also. All of them, there's interaction and interchanging between them at all times. So every Jew bring on tefillin shel roish and tefillin shel yad is connecting himself to the tzaddik and to Klal Yisrael. Vezeh bechinas, this is the pasuk, lamnatzea ledovid lehazkir, that this is the song of David Melch to remind himself, to remember. Lahazkir es atzmoi kemoi shapirosh Rashi sham. Rashi HaKadosh says that David HaMelech is saying this to remind himself. Moshe HaMelech shekoas al tzoynoi. And Rashi HaKadosh says that this could be compared to a king who got angry at his sheep. And achar zman hechziras at tzoynoi. And after a while, he brought back the sheep. Ayin sham, if you'll take a look at Rashi over there, you'll see in Hainu Kanal, it fits in perfectly with what we learned here. Shebetchilo mazkir hatzadik es Yisrael, shiasru l'Hashem Yisporach. At first, the tzaddik is busy reminding the Jewish people about returning to Hashem. But then when the tzaddik sees that his tefillah and all of his efforts were successful, that he succeeded in his mission of bringing the Jews back, then he remembers himself, he reminds himself. And this is why Tfilin Sharish we say Ula Zikoroin Beinei Necha. That's the Zikoroin of the Nekuda, the Tzaddik reminding himself and him experiencing his own major Aliyah. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll continue on this track.